Got my my show list here.
I got my notes.
When I started putting some of the sauce on here, mm-hmm. I started sweating and coughing, thinking about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are they called?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Kick your butt.
Mm-hmm. One was called Hot AF. But I mean, I don't think they've had the spicy stuff that I've had before. Mm-hmm. So I feel like their Hot AF is like, oh, just kidding. We got you.
Not really.
And I just want to, anybody who's listening, I just want to make sure I apologize ahead of time because I'm a little upset. Not you, I'm just saying in general. But in general, of something that happened this weekend and today. So there might be a little bit of swearing coming from Dan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, you're good at editing. Beep.
I'm going to keep it in. Beep. Just to show people how upset I am.
All right. Get it in me now.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Otherwise, of course, that's why you're here. Otherwise, why would you be here than to listen to my beautiful, melodic voice? Today is going to be a good day because finally I am keeping on my word that I finally got a friend of mine who's been on before to come back, who has been brushing me off for the last, this is like the third time I've tried to reschedule with her, and she's finally here. So why don't you introduce yourself, ma'am?
I'm back. Okay.
It's gotten demonetized. Cool.
Hi, everybody. It's Sammy, and I'm back.
It's about time. Where have you been?
I know.
Because this is the third time that I've tried to get you here, and I feel like the first two were like made-up excuses, like your cat died. You don't even have a cat?
I do have a cat.
Oh, do you?
But she's still thriving. She's okay.
You had foot surgery, was the other?
I don't even have feet.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
No, but honestly, I've been nowhere and everywhere. And just balancing my kids, my sanity, my husband. But I'm actually just really bad at making plans in advance.
Oh, okay. So are you more like a spur of the moment then?
I'm not anything. Yeah. I don't know. I like a couple days in advance.
Okay.
But not like a week.
Not like so a week is too long. Okay.
Yeah. Like then I'm like, what? Did I have plans?
Is it because you forget, or is this because you're like?
Well, I do forget, but I just started doing a calendar.
I'm gonna get gas instead.
I started doing a calendar to mark down every single thing.
Like my wall calendar, or like different?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean it's one with like dry erase, but
okay.
Same difference.
Oh, so like you can mark me down, but then erase it. Be like, oh, my erase board forgot to.
No, I just put Dan on there.
Oh.
With the smiley face.
Good, because. Yeah. Sure, it's not customer Dan, because
no, we've moved past that, Dan.
Yeah, so
it's actually my Superman.
Is it your Superman now? Isn't it?
I think it says my Superman Dan.
Because for the longest time, you've had customer Dan, and mm-hmm. when I saw that in your phone, it was a little bit of an issue with my heart.
Yes, no, oh, it's Superman Dan. I thought it said my. Well, I know. Nothing personal.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I just have people.
Do you never change your contact? Like,
no,
name?
I don't.
Yeah.
And Teresa, one of my very good friends, she was also offended by her name because it was just her name. And she put, Teresa meow with hearts and like the two little like twin girls.
Yeah. I feel like she changed hers and mine too.
Yeah. It's very likely. But she was just Teresa. Maybe I had Teresa D'Agostini. I don't.
Well, maybe I changed it back. Cause yeah, she had like emojis for me, like the cocktail server emojis. Is that what they are? Like the girls,
like all the drinks. Oh,
you know, she's like in a black leotard thing.
Honestly, I have no clue.
Oh, maybe I'm just.
I thought you were talking about like the
fetishes or something.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they keep adding, like, emojis to be...
Yeah, I was thinking that she added, like, Teresa Meow, like you said, but then had there's like emojis where they're like wearing a black leotard, like waitress girls that look like, or like Playboy bunny looking things.
Are they the same thing that's on mine? Hold on.
For your name? Or
yeah. Is it this?
Yeah. Like the, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought of
a more
like. I think
that's exact
like,
same thing that she had in mind.
I'm going to take a screenshot.
Okay.
And I'm going to zoom in real quick.
And see. Yeah. I feel like they're like in.
And
like,
see what they look like.
It looks like the Playboy bunny thingamajig.
I thought they were just like. Twinsies.
I'm just going to have a celery here.
Well, that's going to be loud.
I know. People who are in the ASMR might like that.
Oh, yeah. It didn't break.
That's right. A good quality.
Do you like the light celery or dark?
I think I like dark.
But I like the light one.
Either way, I like it crisp.
Mm-hmm.
To when you bite into it, it snaps.
Yeah.
Even
this
though
one won't.
Yeah. This is, well, I mean, this is that bunch of vegetables that they put together for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I was going to make some, I'm going to take this whole thing here. the cauliflower thing that I had before, the.
Deep fried cauliflower? Buffalo cauliflower?
Yeah, but the cauliflower, when I baked it that one time, and I sent you a picture with like olive
oil. Yeah, and I said, teach me your ways.
I
don't remember what it was, but I do remember wanting it.
Well, I was going to make it, but then I forgot.
You're making me eggplant.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
This is great.
That is true. Oh, my goodness.
What?
Well, I'll do it later. Okay. I'm going to say, no, I'm going to go do it right now.
Hold
on.
Okay, okay.
Why don't you hold on a second there?
All right, I'm holding. Recording?
Oh, are we talking?
Oh, it's being funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it really wasn't that funny, but I made a giggle.
Well, why don't you pretend like I'm not here and you do it again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Loses the effect.
Why am I out of breath?
You ran up the stairs and back.
So what I forgot was okay. The Jameson, and I wanted to, because it says to start the show off with Jameson.
I wrote that down in my notes.
The notes that I sent you?
Yeah, I didn't really write it down. Okay. But I wanted to sound prepared.
Okay. Right. Let me just put a little in here for you.
Thank you.
That's for you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
And yeah, I'm good. No. So this is how you start the show, right? This is how you start a real professional show.
Yes.
By drinking.
Cheers. I like it. I do my best work when I'm a little buzzed.
Hey, good. Hiya.
Hiya.
Smooth.
It is. Which one is it? The Black Barrel?
Mm-hmm. Have you had that one before?
Probably not.
No, the Black Barrel, Castmates, and the Cooper's Cruise, I like. They're really smooth. I mean, I like them all, but.
I know you do.
All right. I found out who you are. We found out why you've been ditching me. Because you're really busy, apparently.
Really busy not being busy.
And you gotta write shit down, apparently.
Two.
So, since you are my guest, I'd like to hear what has been going on with you. I'd like to know, since I used to live in St. Clair Shores. And then, yes, I used to travel out to where you work, but after I moved to Harrison Township, I didn't really come out to St. Clair Shores and visit my friends that I've made when I used to live here before.
Yeah.
And then once, I was there for, I was in Harrison Township for like 6 years, and then when I moved back to St. Clair Shores, I feel like it's almost like I won't be going back out to the Harrison Township side.
Right, quite as much.
Right, because
I know when you were like your last day you came to visit me.
It was like a month.
Wasn't
it? Or more?
I'm having a little glitch. What'd you ask?
What you been up to? Because I left, and I don't come to St. Clair Shores before. Yeah. Now that I'm in St. Clair Shores, I'm not going to Harrison Township too often. So I haven't seen you in like a month, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I made it sound like I was never going to see you again, which, I mean, I was trying to do. I was trying to make you sad at the same time.
I was sad. I'd be sad either way, but it felt like a goodbye. Knowing. And I'm like, damn it, it's not.
Right. Well, goodbye. See, it's not goodbye, because I see you right
I'll
now.
See you in St. Clair Shores sometime.
Well, okay.
And here I am. Yeah. Took too long, but here I am.
Free reschedules.
It's okay.
So what's going on with you? Anything new at the workplace?
No.
You're trying to...
Same old...
Some people have left, right? Some people I left it when I went to other bars or moving on to different things, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's been quite a few people going in and out. Mm-hmm. Some going off to do better things. Some I have no clue what they're doing. The staff right now, except for, you know, the select few, I don't even know. They're all very young, very nice girls, but I know nothing about anybody there.
Yeah, because you don't get too often to, like, really bounce when you're not there.
Right, I work by myself because I'm working the day shifts. But I was having a day waitress on Mondays because they were so busy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have one on Mondays and Thursdays?
Just Mondays, but did have one on Thursdays for a minute, but it wasn't really necessary. But I have someone on Monday days, and I really got to know this girl, and she was super sweet. Yeah, young one. She was super sweet, and I liked her a lot. We worked like a month or so together, and she left me. I mean, she's still working there, but she left me because she got a job as a doula.
What?
A doula. That's like one of those, they're like a birthing coach. Oh. Like having babies, they kind of like it's more like at home births and stuff like that. She's super into like crystals and you know energies and meditating. I don't know.
I feel like if I was pregnant, and you know, I would want you know someone coming in and you know give me the drugs, doc, you know because this hurts.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I have a crystal that's going to take your power or take your pain away.
I'm like, honestly, I could see why it'd be appealing to some people if they already kind of like live that very.
Do you think it's organic, more appealing before you're in the pain?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Because when I had Brantley, my first child, I was like, I'm gonna try to go like all natural. I just, you know, if I need the epidural, I was open to it.
Epidural,
I
wasn't. That's the word.
Yes. I was open to it. But I wanted to try.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got in there. I mean, it takes you a little while to get out of I forget what it's called, but the room you go to before you're into your actual like delivery room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got to make sure you're in active labor, blah, blah, blah. And that whole time I was like, I can't wait to get into my birthing suite so I can get that epidural. I was like, get it in me now.
Yeah, Brantley's got a big head too.
He does. He's growing into it. He's doing real good.
I was concerned in the beginning when I would see him run and like his head would like bring him to the left real quick and then head to the right real quick.
You don't. Yes, he just said to me like a couple weeks ago. He's like, Mom, do I have a big head? And I was like, I didn't know what to say because I didn't know if he was like self-conscious about it. If he's just curious if somebody said something. And I was like, you used to have like a bigger head than other kids. I was like, but that's just because you're so smart. He's like, yeah, I was looking at my head. I think it's kind of big. I'm like, all right. It was as simple as that. I'm like, yeah, but you're growing into it. He wasn't worried about it, though, which is great. I mean, kids at 6, 7 years old shouldn't be self-conscious.
Right,
so.
For sure.
I'm glad he wasn't. It was just an observation for him.
That's funny. Do I have a big head?
Yeah. Mom, do I got a big head?
He's got a lot of hair.
He does, and he's growing it out. That's probably why you're noticing how much hair he has.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
is that his
that's
choice?
That's his full decision. And so we cut his hair in December. And for picture day or whatever it was picture day for school. And then I dyed his hair red. It was bright red.
Oh, it's not his color?
No.
Oh, man, so, okay.
Right, and it's still, I mean, it's almost July. I did it in December. I dyed his hair red.
Nope.
I dyed his hair red because he wanted to. And I wasn't worried about it because we were going to cut his hair. I was like, sure, you know, like, let's be fun. Dye your hair red. It was like fire engine red. Mm-hmm. And so that's fun. And then he decided he wanted to grow his hair out. And here we are.
Yeah, I thought it was that color because of your hair color.
Nope.
Not that you're red, but you're
No. I have like
blonde.
Undertones. Right. Red undertones. And Pat's family always had, like, his dad was a redhead, like just straight orange hair. So it's in the family, but no. All of that, it's just the fading color that does not want to go away. And he doesn't want to cut his hair, so he just has this. And people say to me, like, lately, people have been saying to me, like, I didn't know Bradley had red hair. I'm like, well, he doesn't. So, but he's going.
Neither did I.
He's going. I mean, it makes him happy, so I don't think he'll get past summer with that long hair. But right. We'll see. We'll see how tough he is, how much he really wants it.
Let me tell you a little story. Why okay. I'm so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
So... Without naming names, I got in a little, I didn't get in an argument with somebody, but I got into
a little situation.
Yeah, to where they were very rude.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was done purposefully. I just think it was done naively. Oh, it was me. I was like,
ticks.
Right. Well, no, it's Uber Eats telling me I can get $20 off.
Oh, nice. Yeah, would have been nice to know.
Yeah, but I'm sure I had to sign up for something to get it.
Probably.
So nowadays, what I've been trying to do here is when something bothers me, mm-hmm. I leave the situation.
Yeah.
Right. I just go. Yeah. I don't want to be.
I feel like you've kind of been like that previously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things where I will have a full blown, you know, mm-hmm. in your face argument. I mean,
yeah.
But it wasn't this situation. It was something else. And so instead of getting worked up, because I have like an anger problem, I feel like I don't know if I'm on the autism scale,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like when something doesn't go exactly correct,
it's just like almost skin crawls
me up
for
it's like, what are you, I'm like, I can't believe you had the audacity to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try and get myself out of the situation, because probably not good for my heart, probably not good for my blood pressure. So I left and I was leaving. Here's where I'm an idiot. Okay. I decided I'll just see if I have the pictures on my phone here.
Oh, took pictures. Needed evidence.
Okay. So I don't know what you see in this picture here.
It's a broken windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to observe that.
Mm-hmm.
Take that in.
Okay. I punched it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Goodness me, I did not expect you to say that.
Yeah.
Did you also punch your phone right here? That's also correct.
No, I dropped it there. Okay. But...
Did you throw it?
My phone?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But you would think I would have, because there are many times that I've been playing video games on here, like golf games, or I just, the game cheats.
Yeah. You punched your windshield, though? Go back.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, sorry.
Let's get back into this. I need to know more.
I punched my windshield.
Oh, yeah. Friend.
Yeah, I know. And you know that sound, like, let's say you're walking on like a icy lake, like, or a lake that's been frozen over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have a huge rock, and let's say you throw that rock, and that rock, that it goes through the ice, or mm-hmm. maybe it shatters the ice or makes a shatter noise. But you hear that noise.
Yeah,
that,
and phoom. Like the very crackle.
Yeah, that like it's really hollow, but. Powerful
mm-hmm.
sound. That's the noise it made when I punched the windshield. I went, boom.
Boom.
Yeah. And then I immediately, obviously, regretted it because I looked up. I'm like,
I actually know.
Shit.
I have a good friend that does windshields.
Do you?
So I can hook you up.
Well, hey, let's come to my second part of my problem here.
Oh, even better. Okay.
Yeah. So that happened Sunday.
Okay.
So places like Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace, they were closed because it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Other places are closed because it's Sunday. So I called early on 8 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I'm getting up early nowadays. So
yeah.
You know, it's not that big of a deal, but I wake up at 8 o'clock. So I get up at 8 o'clock or 7:30. Man, he really wants to come down here.
I know.
You can hear him.
Puppies.
Yeah. Well, it can't happen. So 8 o'clock happens. I call Safe Light and I talk to the guy. We go through this whole rigmarole of, you know, which insurance you want to do, deductible, you can do pay out of pocket. You want to do all this A, B, and C. And we set up a time for today. Okay. Between 12 and 5.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, I mean, I also hate when you get, like, those time things. Mm-hmm. Because I, like...
Oh,
like okay. between 12 and 5 or like yeah. when the mm-hmm. cable we'll be there anytime between 8 in the morning and 2 p.m. at
you yeah know. So you can't do anything with your day,
right? And you don't know if I work at home or if I have mm-hmm. to take the day off,
right
so when I go back to them, it's gonna, I had to leave work, so I'm gonna use that part. So it comes today and 12 to 5 happens and 4:30 rolls around and still nobody has happened. I've been home all day,
yeah.
Which I'm home anyway because I'm editing.
Right, but they don't.
But
know.
They don't know that.
Right.
No one comes. I try to call there. They close at 5 o'clock, so it's 4:30. So they should still be open.
Right.
So I call there. No one's answering. You got to go through this whole computer prompt thing to get to the. Oh, press one if you want to talk in English. Press two. You know, like yeah. You know, or say yes. What's your phone number? And I put my phone number in. Oh, we don't have anything with your phone number. You know. Oh, the fuck you don't, because I have my email that yeah. says it. You know
right.
that I do. So I couldn't get through to them. Long story short, they never came, so I still have a cracked windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'm going to drive up there
mm-hmm.
and let them know how I feel about...
And punch more windshields?
I don't know. I feel like it's not good.
No, don't punch more windshields.
No, I'm not going to punch any more windshields. I didn't break my hand either.
That's
you know.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, Superman.
No scratches? You good.
Oh, yeah, the 6-inch punch thing, real quick, you know? But I'm pissed because, A... I was pissed because I broke it being stupid.
Yeah.
B, that's your job to come fix it.
Yes.
You know? And I had to take off work, quote unquote, and they still didn't come. So, I mean, it's free for me because of deductible for insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, how do I punish them and let them know that I'm upset? Like, if I was upset at, like, a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know... I'm sure like the restaurant would be like, okay, here's a free appetizer, here's a free drink on us,
right.
I apologize, whatever.
Something. Yeah.
Well, they can't give it to me for free because it's already free.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, I mean, what? How am I going to punish them? I want them to feel the wrath somehow.
I mean...
What, am I going to write a nasty letter? Well, I'm one of my 80 years old?
Right.
I mean, who writes letters?
I mean, social media is the people's like go-to now, but if it's like a bigger company...
Safelight.
Okay.
That's
oh,
exactly
that's it. That is okay.
Yeah, Safelight is shit. The customer service is
they,
shit.
They don't repair.
No.
Safelight
repair, Safelight replace whenever they remember to come to you.
I don't know. I feel like people make like a comment on social media or review, and sometimes it blows up and gets recognized, and then other ones just get.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a Karen at the same point.
And,
you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Karen.
I've never like gone out and just been a Karen. So I would. Here's what I would like in my perfect scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go in there upset. Oh my God, Dan, Mr. Sulkowski, I'm very upset that this happened to you.
Yeah.
Who helped you? George helped you. George, you're fired. And I want you to walk the plank and jump into that pool of sharks. A. B. Here is a brand new Jeep. You know, I know we're only supposed to be fixing the windshield.
But here's a Jeep.
Here's a whole Jeep. We're replacing yeah. the whole Jeep for you. And here is Tatiana. Tatiana, go in the back room with him for a little bit.
Tatiana.
I don't know. It sounded Russian to me. That's what I would like to happen.
Do they do like oil changes or any other types of like checkups for cars?
I don't know.
Well, that was my guess.
Yeah, but
maybe if you get a little something like that, they scratch your back a little.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to go in there, tell them what happened. I'm going to drive in. If they don't answer my phone call in the morning, I'm going to mm-hmm. drive up there. And then I'm going to go to Henderson Glass. But I feel like, what do they care? Oh, we don't have to do anything. You're not.
Fine.
You're right. I feel like, I don't know how to get back at them.
You can't. You go in there, you make a... Not a scene.
If I'm already there, you might as well fix it now.
Right.
Point.
Yeah. I got nothing for you.
The purpose I wanted it to here to be here is because they could come into my driveway and fix right. it while I'm still editing, and I'll
yeah,
have to be
super convenient. Yeah.
Yeah. So now if I go up there, I gotta make a stink and then get out of the car and then wait there for an hour or however long it takes.
Or you can literally go up there. You can tell them all about it, and you can be like, "I'll meet
home.
You back at my house where you were supposed to do it."
You know,
and
I think
not,
I'll do that.
Not do, yeah.
You hey. Want to come with me?
No. I don't like confrontation at all. I'd be the friend sitting there like, it's fine, Amy. mean, honestly, like, it's fine. Like, because there's, like, someone crying, and I'm just sitting like, it's okay.
Oh, there's going to be someone crying. Tatiana. Yeah.
Tatiana.
Yeah.
Tatiana is going to be crying.
Yeah, because she's going to know the work she's going to have to put in.
All of that?
You were asking a lot. So why'd you punch the windshield? Are you gonna tell that part of the story, or like maybe off?
Yeah, off. You know, off.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
You know, because some people that I know are dumb.
You know, so understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward. It's more.